Hello, Potters, and welcome to our next CosPod Extra. After the makeup book review, we thought it would be a great mini segment to cover some of the basic brushes you can get to help with your cosplay endeavors. There are so many brushes on the market. Which ones do you get? How can you tell the differences between the 50 angled brushes? That's what this guide is going to cover. Here are 12 brushes that should be in every cosplayer's arsenal, and you can get these in brush kits or individually. And I'll also highlight which brushes are a must-have if you want to start out small. Let's get started! The powder brush is used to gently dust loose powder products across your face. These are thicker, full-fiber brushes with a soft, rounded edge and is the most versatile of all. It can be used for powder foundation or for applying powder finish to your overall makeup. This is a must-have for all brush kits. The highlight brush is a slim version of the powder brush with a soft, rounded top with more precise tip to help provide more precision application while blending into your makeup. This is meant for adding highlights or lighter colors to your face in key areas to give you a glow. The angled brush is also known as the blush brush, a big fluffy brush with an angled edge to contour along your face and cheekbones. The fibers here are dense to allow use of powders and creams. The larger size allows for more even color distribution. This is also a must-have for your makeup kit. For the foundation brush, this is going to look a little bit different between brands. Some will look more like flat paint sticks, others are more rounded. Foundation brushes will have tapered bristles that slightly round towards the tip. This brush is meant to contour to your face for liquid and cream foundations. If you are more of a cream-based person, you will want to use this type of brush. Now, this is the small foundation or the spot foundation brush. Basically a small version of the foundation brush with tapered bristles, and it's good for select areas and touch-ups. Angled contour. This is used to help achieve defined cheekbones and facial structure. This is your go-to for any type of crossplay. The brush has some volume and it's angled to follow the curves of your face. The blending brush, for helping to blend in the multiple colors of your eyeshadow into a cascade of color. These are generally fluffier and rounder brushes. The larger the tip, the softer and more blend you can achieve. Would recommend including this one in your kit. The smudge brush is a short, curved brush meant to help smooth color along the lash line and can be used for blending under brows. This is a much more dense brush that you can swirl for a smoky eye look. It's also used for contouring along the eyes. The lip brush is exactly what it is. It's meant to precisely apply lipstick and gloss to your lips. The bristles on this will be compact and long, with a tapered tip to help you apply lipstick along the creases and the top of your lips. This is a much easier way to add lip color without using the large tubes of lipstick. The angled eyebrow. This brush is short with sharp and well-defined bristles. It helps create precise shape and definition to brows. Now, a number of custom makeup brushes for angled eyebrow will have a spoolie at the bottom, but you can get one without. The spoolie is used to help blend in the color. The eyeliner brush is the smallest of them all, and you might actually mistake it for a paintbrush. The bristles will be shorter and rectangular, but you'll see a little bit of a curve forming from end to end. This is what you use to help you get that winged eye design. The last one is the angled eyeshadow. Used for application of eyeshadow and an additional smudging tool. This is great for adding intense color along your eyes and doing layered gradient looks. The brush is smaller with compact bristles and an angled cut to go along the crease of your eyelid. This is a brush that should be in your makeup kit. There are plenty of brushes out there to expand your collection, but we wanted to focus on 12 that should be in everyone's cosplay makeup tool set. We hope you enjoyed this mini segment. Get those brushes on your wish list and have fun playing with makeup.